right. It happens from time to time here on the Joe and Alex Show where we cannot reach a general consensus. So there's multiple things that we want to hear from you about at 317-239-1009. First of all, does anybody actually like candy corn? Do you actually like that? What about embarrassing costumes as a kid that you were kind of forced to wear? Your mom, your dad, your grandparents dressed you up. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm a giant fart. What is this? And then would you try human flesh for $100? It could be, you know, cooked to perfection and seasoned.
And so I put a poll up on Twitter. We want you to call us and vote on what you want us to talk about next. 317-239-1009 or vote on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. So far, would you try human flesh is winning with a 57% lead. And your most embarrassing costume is second place at 29%. Jen says, I'll try anything for a dollar. Give me a little human kebab. And am I the only one? Said yes to candy corn and yes to human flesh for $100 with some hot sauce.
All right, let's go to line number one this morning. Katie, you have something totally different. What did you want us to talk about?
I want to talk about the parents who don't want to celebrate Halloween or buy their child a Halloween costume.
That wasn't an option.
No, but I think it's interesting. Why do you want to talk about that?
Just because I feel like if you don't participate and someone else does that for your child, you don't deserve any of that candy.
Alex, you growing up didn't do Halloween, is that right?
Right, I wasn't allowed to go trick-or-treating or celebrate Halloween, so we'd go to like trunk or treats at church.
Was it like a religious thing?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I never heard of that growing up.
Yep, I've never been trick-or-treating. I know. Cry wow. for me.
That's why you're still alive.
No kidding. Wow. All right, cool. Well, hey, thanks, Katie, for bringing that up. Let's talk to Sean on line number two. Sean, what did you want us to talk about?
I was going to talk about the worst Halloween costume I've ever wore.
What was it?
And when I was little, my parents forced me to wear a Teletubbies costume, if you know what that is, yeah.
Which one were you? Were you Tinky Winky? Who were you?
I was Tinky Winky. Hey. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Tinky Winky.
That's
tipsy.
Me.
La la po po.
Yeah, that. Yep, got it right there.
Did you even watch Teletubbies?
I did watch Teletubbies, but I'm actually right there with Alex. We used to go trick or treating when we were younger. Then parents stopped liking it, and we started doing the trunk or treat thing, which I never really understood. I was like, okay, so you're getting candy out of the back of a car. I don't really understand how this is better than going house to house.
It's pretty much the same thing. Yeah, I don't get it either.
I couldn't imagine growing up not trick-or-treating.
Now, if we end up talking about your most embarrassing Halloween costumes you ever wore, we have a tweet at Joan Alex Show. This girl says, one year my mom dressed me up as a static Kling by sewing socks all over my outfit and frizzing my hair.
That's like last minute. But that's creative, though, too. Hey, Sean, thank you for calling in, dude. Let's go to Sydney on line number three. Sydney, you wanted us to talk about human flesh. Why? What's wrong with you?
Eating human flesh.
I am a full-time college student, and $100 could pay a lot of bills, but I just don't think I could get over eating somebody, no matter how big or small the piece is.
You wouldn't be willing to do it?
No, probably not. Well, maybe if you gave me a little bit more money so I could, you know, pay off student loan debt.
All right, fine.
Maybe I think about it.
An overwhelming amount of people. An overwhelming amount of people want us to talk about would we try human flesh on Twitter.
Wow. 13.
I mean, I know people who have eaten dog because they didn't know what it was. So
sure.
Maybe if I, like, didn't know what it was.
I'm sure we've all done that.
I mean, I probably have.
Hey, thank you for the call this morning, Sydney. And please get your finances in order. I'm worried about what you're going to do for your college money. I'm really worried about Sydney. Hey, good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Valerie.
Valerie, what's going on? What would you want us to talk about?
I wanted to talk about the human flesh thing as well.
Ooh, okay. I think we got a little trend going on right here.
So should we go ahead and pick? We're going to talk about would we try human flesh for $100?
I think so.
Seasoned to perfection.
I think we have a hungry audience this morning. 317-239-1009. Joan Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Would you try human flesh? Cooked and seasoned, of course. You could have it rare or medium rare. For $100. What about you, Valerie?
I don't know. I'm a college student as well. I think $100 is kind of pushing it, but I mean, if they can pay for my grad school and I didn't know what it was, I'm sure I would.
Wait, so you want like a $20,000 or $50,000 payday for one bite?
I mean, it's human.
It's only one bite, girl. You gotta have a human burger to get 20 grand.
Are human people really that different than a cow?
I don't think, you know what? I am totally somebody that would try a bite. I would totally try a bite. And I'm the pickiest eater on earth.
Oh, and by the way, tweet us too, Joe and Alex Show. We have to come up with a hashtag, like eat the human or something. I want to know also from people, would they want to eat it from Alex? Would they want to bite from producer MYK?
Which member of the show would they try?
Or from me? Like, yeah, who do you want to actually have a bite out of? We'll get more of your calls next about eating human flesh for $100. Wow. You tell me another morning show in Indy that's covering topics like this.
None.